The McElroy brothers are not experts, and their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
Show for the modern era. I'm your oldest brother, Justin McElroy.
I'm your middleest brother, Travis McElroy.
And I'm your sweet baby brother, Griffin McElroy. Thank you for that. And I'm going to need about half of you to leave. There's too many human beings in this room to watch us do our dick goofs.
I pooped my pants.
Oh, good.
The drive over.
I didn't want you guys to be the ones to put me on blast on the drive to Chicago and poop my pants.
Justin turned to us while we were downstairs in the backstage area and he said, "Don't worry, guys. I got the opener. I got it covered.
I knew that one of you motherfuckers, if I was like, when we worked our way around to it, all you would need to hear are the words poop or pants. And you'd be like, you know, I know somebody who pooped his pants accidentally.
That reminds me of an anecdote.
Yeah, I'm the one who said it. I'm owning it. It's my
Here's
word.
What happened. Charlie pooped her pants, and Justin was like, "I can't let her take all this heat."
No. This is on me. I thought it was a dress rehearsal, and my butt thought it was opening night, and...
This is the show now, because you're getting 10% of the goddamn story right now.
My wife
The 90%, the iceberg below the surface that you don't know, is the window of time in which this catastrophe elapsed. Justin, in which the prolapse elapsed. Do you want to go ahead and tell us?
We were leaving Milwaukee, and we'd been on the road for 2 minutes, and we had been talking about how the architecture of Milwaukee was very varied.
And Justin suddenly dropped out of the conversation rather quickly. He was saying, look at that industrial build.
This is strange because this is one of Justin's favorite conversation topics. Where'd you go, man? You really dropped the ball. Turns out, shit is pants. In like 2 minutes, we literally just left the hotel.
And then he was like, "We should really stop and get gas before we go too much farther."
And I was like, "Yeah, we need gas really bad. We should stop somewhere right away. I don't care if we're on the road or not." My wife kept asking me, "How did it happen?"
It's a terrific
usual.
And I said
it's very erudite of her, as she usually is. It's a fucking terrific question, Justin. How did it happen?
I said it.
And you're a 30-something adult.
What I kept
man.
Saying is, it just happened.
Yeah.
And she said, "It doesn't just happen.
Just keep living.
And life finds a way, baby. Chaos theory." Put that drop of water on your hand, it's not going to roll the same way because you shit your pants and it puts some fucking English on the ball or something. I don't know.
I changed the course of human history.
You changed the course of our history. This episode's history has been diverted, I would say.
Is anybody here never listened to our show before? It's okay.
Wow. That's actually a lot of people,
That's
actually. I'm kind of,
people.
Of uncomfortable now.
It doesn't always start this way. What we do
we
is
usually don't shit our pants.
Yeah, it's not our M.O., self-defecation.
My wife, Sydney like really that. Freaked me out. She said, "No, it's like breaking the seal. Once you poop your pants in adult life, you're just the sort of person."
And she's a doctor.
She's a doctor.
She knows what she's talking about.
We take questions, and we turn them alchemy-like into wisdom.
See, typically in the intro, we establish that we are authority figures on something, and thereby we are
I'm
able to give
I'm authority figure
advice.
On honesty.
Yeah, I guess.
On forthrightness. On coming clean.
What is our first question?
Chicago has a long history of impressively manly mustaches, a la Mike Ditka. Oh, what's up, Chicago?
Hey!
There's a certain amount of authority that comes with some thick Tom Selleck lip foliage. What, as a lady, can I develop as a feature that gives me that instant air of authority? That's from number one Hunted Doll Watch fan. And I have one.
So sorry for your loss.
So sorry. So sorry to lose the classic bit. And I have one word for you, and it is unibrow.
You're saying that's like a high mustache.
It takes a mustache and it moves it up here. Unibrow, it raises the handlebar.
That's good. You should be the brand manager.
I'm the brand manager.
He's the madman of unibrows.
Picture this. John Hamm reclining next to a pool, unibrow. No letters, just that. And everyone goes, good look.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. You got the deal. Also, you're drunk at work. Go home. John Hamm. Whoa. You know what's weird? The premiere of Mad Men is airing right this very second.
Yeah, so none of these people got that joke.
No spoilers.
Because obviously they've never seen the show
before. No big Mad Men fans, I assume you'd be home.
What about a mustache and a unibrow? Just a big fucking hairy equal sign on your face.
You guys know that it's not like everyone can grow a unibrow by choice. If they just let go of their will for a second.
I can't grow a mustache.
Oh God, I lost my concentration.
Right, yeah.
People only spend 10% of their brains because the other 9% are like, don't you grow hair between my eyebrows. Don't you.
Don't do it.
Oh man, Mad Men's on. Poof. Shit.
Yeah. With the Limitless pill,
no.
You can grow it.
You could do a beehive hairdo.
That's good. That says it. That's a thing.
No one says shit to that lady. Yeah.
No one's ever cut her in line and expected like her to be like, oh, whatever, you got
They're
me.
Afraid
good
of
cut.
Her bees.
Yeah.
No, well, Trav, they don't. What about like the Renaissance, you know, when they would put the bird cages in their giant hairstyle?
Oh, with like the living bird.
With the living bird in there? You could just
I'll do
that.
Bird.
That's a real power move.
That's great because it says, I don't care about living things.
Including myself.
Including myself.
Especially
I'm willing
myself.
For an hour of beauty to be shit on until I get this thing out.
That's
because that is what happened, you guys. They weren't like thinking about the bird's well-being at that point. It wasn't a pet.
Such an activist up here, man. Like
I'm just saying,
keep it just to the goofs, and you're
we lost a lot of good birds.
You're getting a little preachy about hair birds.
The hair
it's everybody has, for just pennies a day. You could save these hair birds.
How about a
Yeah, I feel bad for those birds though, because you know they had to have a moment where they're looking around like, well, this is much worse than freedom. I'm in a lady's hair. I think I'm gonna die now. And if enough of that happens enough times, eventually you're Brenda Fricker from Home Alone 2.
And her weird
so
hair
wait,
bird
no,
cage.
No, you're not, though, because she didn't kill birds with her hair.
Not in the scenes that you saw.
Oh, it hit the cutting room floor.
Get the Blu-ray, motherfucker.
I don't
it's
know.
On there.
I feel like we can't leave in the scenes where Brenda kills the birds with her hair. It just sends the wrong
Too
message.
Too much for kids.
That's why every movie has that disclaimer. No animals, including birds, were harmed in the making of this production. They had to put that. It's the Fricker clause. How about a Yahoo answer?
Yes, please.
Oh.
Ooh.
A lot of Yahoo Answers fans in the audience. This one was sent in by Ira Ray.
Are you Ira Ray?
Oh, man. That's too dumb a goof to, like, get a call and response for.
Apparently not.
Thank you, Ira Ray. It's my Yahoo Answers user. The website won't load.
No dogs allowed.
I don't think, yeah. Let's say Jordan.
Jordash.
Jordash.
Jordash asks.
Jordash asks, any ideas for a sexy tongue trick? At parties, girls will tie knots in cherry stems, and the guys will think it's hot. I can do it too, but I wanted to know if there are other tricks, like the cherry stem one, that I can do to impress everyone.
Has any dude ever seen a girl tie a cherry stem with her tongue and thought, that's hot? She could probably tie
Nobody's
my wiener
ever seen
with
it
her
happen.
Tongue.
I think it's scientifically proven that it can't be done, right? Like, that's crazy. You don't have tongue fingers.
What is that indicate? What skill does that indicate that a dude's like, awesome?
Awesome, cool.
I'd love for you to tie it in a knot.
I love it when she twists my wiener on.
Usually the secret is, you know, you stuff an already tied one down your lip and you just switch them out.
So, whoa, hold on.
Sorry.
Hold on behind the magic.
Behind the magic with Justin. Behind the sex magic tricks.
I didn't mean to go Lance Burton on you guys, but there's the breaks.
Hey, Lance keeps his mouth shut.
What yeah. I'm saying is maybe it doesn't have to be a Thai cherry stem. What if you put a regular cherry stem in there? You pull out a stick of juicy fruit. Nobody's going to see that shit coming. That's sexy. Ooh.
What if you went around?
Wait, hold on. Is it?
Here, have some.
Pull out some soggy, juicy fruit. It's like, oh, I'm bonered.
I'm 34. I have literally no way of knowing.
Can you just go around the party untying everybody else's tied shirt?
What a way. Hold on.
What have you done? Give me that. God.
You're welcome.
This was a perfectly good cherry stem.
What about a whole orange? You put a whole orange in your mouth.
And you peel
like
it?
Like Mr. Peepers. And then you pull out a peeled orange.
That's how Houdini died.
It's not. I used to have a pretty good sexy tongue trick when I was younger, where I would make a spit bubble and blow it off.
Oh,
my tongue.
This is the fucking worst trick in the universe.
And everyone saw it and went, I want to have sex with
that
gentleman.
No, you don't understand. He's not talking about blowing, like, spit bubbles like the rest of us normal non-reptilian human beings do. He could, like,
you know.
David Bowie labyrinth, like, woo, like...
Jareth.
Do it.
Project,
do it.
No, don't do it. Don't do it.
No, this is not... No. This is not going to be a bit, like, because I used to be able to blow them and then blow them off the tongue, but the secret is... You have to blow in them with a dream, and you have to whisper a dream into them, and I don't have any of those anymore. So it's just a regular spit bubble on the tongue like a peasant, and I'm not going to embarrass myself in front of the Athenaeum.
Yeah,
in says Chicago!
The man who just admitted to shitting his pants 20 minutes ago.
Got another question coming in hot. There's a girl in one of my classes who cuts her fingernails during literally every class.
Right.
This is a challenging episode.
It's a small class, only 12 people, and we sit around one big square table across from which I can clearly watch her cutting her nails every day, twice a week. We're talking full-out nail clippers, little pieces of fingernail flying across the table, clicking noises, the whole deal.
Clicking noises? Yeah, I would assume they're clicking.
Well, because of her mandibles.
Yeah.
This doesn't seem to be bothering anyone else, but it's... awful, right?
Yeah.
Am I insane? And if not, the bigger question at hand is how do I stop this monster without making it awkward? And that's from Confrontational Clippings in Chicago. Are you here?
Right there.
Hey.
Is it possible that everyone else in the class are gaslighting you?
Yeah, it sounds
because
to me.
It is impossible that there are, class of 12, so 10 other people, non-clipper, non-you, that are not upset by this. Because you're sitting in a square, which is a shape where everyone's looking at each other. So, they know.
They know. Have you not exchanged words with the other people in class? Like, hey, what the fuck? What's going on?
We should all drop this class, right?
Yeah. Because it's obviously it's like in movies and TV where they have the psychology class, but really they're not the students, they're the subjects. And... you're being wilded out on. Wilded out wasn't the trick show. That was punked. Punked was the trick show, everybody. It was
Which one was wilding out?
That was the one where, I don't know, it wasn't the prank show, though. I know that for goddamn sure.
We're being too hard on this woman. Maybe this is the only free time she has to clip her nails. Single mom, doing her best, non-traditional student. It's the one time of the week she gets to clip her nails and take a moment for her.
Maybe there's something about the environment that is conducive to nail clipping. Like maybe there's a lot of drains
on
the floor.
Yeah, her goddamn kids aren't there for a second.
Judging her for her fingernails.
Judging her, Mommy, please pick me up with your long nails. I can't.
Hook me through the suspender.
Hook me through the suspender, weird.
But Justin, the problem is, it's not once a week. It's twice a week.
It is two times
Who
a week.
Who cuts their goddamn fingernails twice a week?
Okay, the Tuesday is a cut.
It's got to be Tuesday, Thursday, right? This is a class. Is it Tuesday, Thursday? Okay.
Oh, my God.
Within 72 hours, how much vitamin D?
Yeah, it's D. Don't stay out in the sun too long because then you go back in and it's like, oh, God, no!
I'm Wolverine!
Wolverine can only use his special powers when he gets affected by
Dean. Solar powered.
I'm so
Superman's solar powered is not that weird.
I'm so sunburnt, but luckily I can scratch wicked good right now.
Tuesday is the real cutting day.
Yeah, yeah, that's for
Thursday.
Aesthetics,
maintenance,
cuticle
work, cleanup, cuticle work, filing.
Thursday is for the one she missed.
Thursday is the one she missed.
Ah, left a lot of corners.
Tuesday, trimming. Wednesday, leg day. Thursday, clean up. Eat clean. Train dirty.
I don't want to be in her Wednesday class.
Yeah.
Sorry, what was that gym slogan you just posted up?
Eat clean, train dirty.
Yeah, okay.
I saw it on a t-shirt in the Wisconsin Dells, and it made a lot of sense.
We're big fans.
We're big fans.
Please, God. We talked about the Wisconsin Dells for like 15 minutes during last night's show in Milwaukee, and it was unlistenable. How about a Yahoo answer?
Yeah. You'll get it in post.
This Yahoo was sent in by Rachel Neer. Thank you, Rachel. It's by Yahoo Answers user Violetta, who asks,
thank you.
What does it mean when a guy texts a girl a sad wink emoticon?
Get ready for some really solid audio, people at home.
It looks like this, and then there's a semicolon and a frown thing. So, like,
can you guys see that on the Jumbotron pretty clearly? The one I'm assuming
I'll
is trained on
it,
us.
Like,
you're all doing it right now.
What does it mean when a guy texts a girl a sad wink emoticon?
I'm gonna have sex. Wish I was in you.
Travis!
I said what you said with different words.
Yeah, you borrowed a serial killer's tongue.
I wish you were the canvas on which I could paint my virginal masterpiece. Oh no.
Whoops. This is it. This fucking question's over now. It's done. You guys killed
You're me. The unspoiled pasture on which I'll plant my seeds.
Oh, man.
Is it possible?
Anything's possible
is
now.
Is it possible he said that he wants to have sex when he lost his eyeball?
Today?
No. Oh. Why'd I climb that tree?
Why'd I climb that tree? The leading cause of eyeball fatalities?
Got pointy,
eyeball allergy.
It's got pointy stems and shit.
Yeah, sure.
I don't get out in nature a lot. I work
no,
on
it makes
the
a lot of sense. It's got pointy stems and shit.
Whoa, I just got a text alert here. Breaking news, Haunted Doll Watch. We got a fresh Haunted Doll coming in. Hot.
If you want him, Terry Gross, come and claim
come
him.
Come and get me, Terry!
For those of you who haven't listened to the show before, Terry Gross tried to kill our podcast.
Haunted spirit doll, genie, caution, porcelain doll, 5 years, orbs, ghosts, EMF.
Let me see.
It's more SEO themed. She's very...
I don't like that one.
Do not
that's
like
the
it.
Most present any of these doll faces has ever been.
Here's a general disclaimer about ghosts in dolls. All spirits take on a special vessel to claim as their home until the point that they do cross over the other side. That may
Duh,
take months.
Boring. Yes. Next.
No, Come wait, on. Listen. That's going to take months or thousands of years to do so. If you choose a doll to live in for thousands of years... You should
it's,
have paid.
It's rent control. What do you, I get a really good rate on this doll.
I got a great deal on this doll.
You guys are focusing on the thousands of years. I focus on the months because it's never less than 2 months.
Just like
I'm still really? I'm still unpacking inside this doll.
I haven't even found the good restaurants around the doll yet.
Just like us, there's a lot to unpack here. So if you guys are going to go on one of your comedy bits every time I read,
I'll focus up.
This
I didn't mean to riff.
Breaking news. They claim a host for different reasons, just like us. They may want it to look a certain way for whatever reason that may be. If they are shy, they may want a mean look. If they're mean, they may want a shy look. There is absolutely...
You can't trust them.
Get a tattoo of this, everybody. There is absolutely no rhyme or reason of what goes on in the spirit world.
That's some racist shit, it seems like.
Yeah.
They probably have a pretty goddamn good reason for doing what
we
they
do. We just don't understand it.
Jeannie was an only child, born to a couple that had waited till they had their careers set and were ready to raise a child. All right? Their names were Joyce and John, and they were in their mid-30s. You're just pulling this out of your ass.
Hold on.
Yes, Travis?
Joyce, John, and Jeannie?
Joyce, John, and Jeannie. That's what they were doing. The family resided in New York but had two homes. The other was in North Carolina, way up in the mountains. Jeannie's father had a pilot's license and a small
Jesus
private plane.
Christ.
Okay, fuck you.
Sorry, this is what it says, that they traveled back and forth, and Jeannie loved to be in the air, and she would have her cute little clothes on and hug her daddy's neck every time, just before she was strapped in for the ride. Jeannie, at this point, you may be suspecting that Jeannie dies in a plane crash with him.
No, she doesn't. The plane crashes. Hatchet, she survives.
No. Just
tale of harrowing, yeah, haunted doll survival.
That would be too obvious. When her mother was sick one winter, Jeannie was 5 years old. Jeannie and her daddy decided to go it alone, as mother did not want them to miss the huge Christmas tree her grandfather had cut down and decorated just for little Jeannie. It is so unfortunate to say that Jeannie and her daddy...
I'm invested. You got me invested. Please don't kill this child. She's alive right now in my mind, and if she's dead, it's your fault. You're the killer.
It is so unfortunate to say that Jeannie and her daddy crashed as they were coming across the North Carolina line. The plane had engine trouble, and they looked at Jeannie and told her he loved her as his eyes were pouring tears, and they went down and crashed in a field. Lord, this is a doll told her this. This is what...
I don't think any of this is true. That doll was lying.
She is... Let's talk about Jeannie the doll. She is... That's a very glamorous fucking story to make up to.
My daddy was a pilot.
Pilot. It was a plane. You fell down some stairs.
We had two homes.
Nice try.
You climbed a tree wrong.
You climbed a tree wrong. You lost your eye and you died, Jeannie, if that is your real name. She is very spoiled. She has got her little mouth on her as well. She says she's not a bad girl, but then she'll haul off and scratch a chair or table with her nails. She's a doll. She will get into your makeup, and she loves to spray hairspray in her hair. Madam, you're raising a doll as a baby. Stop it. It's not...
Is it possible Jeannie is her cat?
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Why do I have to feed my doll? This doesn't make sense.
She says she likes her hair. She wears a bonnet so she does not get made fun of. She says she'll punch someone.
Look at that stupid fucking doll. Nice hair, doll. Got him.
Jeannie shows orbs and casts a bright light around her when she is happy.
Always orbs.
Just to fucking recap, Jeannie's on sale for $45. Jeannie glows magic baubles when she's, but 45, I'll let her, no, 50? Far too much.
But what it doesn't say is it takes a lot to make Jeannie happy.
Yeah.
You gotta really go out of your way.
We just spent like $60 on pizza. We could have gotten 3 hot and readies and a haunted ass doll instead.
Jeannie is a clumsy spirit. Jeannie is a clumsy spirit, child. She runs funny, almost like her feet want to cross each other.
But she's already afraid of being made fun of, you dick.
Yeah.
She also runs funny. She's got stupid hair.
Jeannie's spirit vessel is a very clunky doll. She flops around everywhere and is a handful. I never let a spirit child go out the door without first explaining where they are going to the doll.
Now listen.
If I search YouTube tonight, I want to find clips of that exact scenario happening.
Hey, champ. Listen.
I also package them very securely using a lot of new bubble wrap. Because you don't...
None of that used shit.
Well, if it's used, you run the risk of it being haunted. And then that's their whole fucking day. If they're attached to a specific item that will go with them, and sometimes that is their comfort item. So sometimes they have... accessories. Haunted accessories.
I don't know what to tell you, officer. The doll loved this bag of weed.
No. Run it through the spectrometer. That shit ain't mine. It's covered in spiritual...
That's a doll's weed.
It's covered in spiritual residues, officer. Better luck next time.
This balloon full of cocaine might as well be called Slimer. Look at this thing. It's shooting off EMF and ectoplasm like crazy. No returns.
I don't like this child.
What scenario do you pay $45 for a doll that shoots out glowing light when it's happy and when you're with, like...
You said she was a handful. She's pretty bland.
She's pretty bland. It's almost like she's made of plastic and cloth and just sits there on the table. Haunted Doll Watch.
That's Haunted Doll Watch.
Haunted Doll Watch. Sorry, Terry.
Boy, this really takes me back.
I like listening back to this because it makes me nostalgic for my human body.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It seems like so long ago when Griffin wasn't covered in fur. We haven't even talked about how this is going to affect our Pacific Northwest tour. We won't be able to stay in non-pet-friendly hotels. We're going to have to really vacuum out the rental van.
You guys have to take me out for walkies.
We might have to stop the shows halfway through if you have to go potty.
We got a lot to consider, but the thing that's on my mind the most is, what are we going to put on his crotch? Good news, MeUndies is there for humans and dogs.
That's
not dogs.
Patently not true.
It's only good for dogs that used to be humans. Otherwise, it's just going to get confusing for the dog.
You just got a little hole in the butt for a little tail to poke through.
MeUndies is dedicated to offering the most comfortable underwear that fit great, don't ride up, and literally pull moisture away from your skin so that you're cool all day long.
Now, I don't make as much money now because I'm a dog. And I make, I make 50% on the dollar, 50 cents on the dollar. What can I do to knock the price of these fine underwears down to a more manageable level for a dog?
They're already pretty good. You'd be paying twice this for this level of quality, elsewhere, but we can save you an additional 20% off if you go to MeUndies.com/mybrother. And you get 20% off your first order plus free shipping.
On the checkout page, is there an option to pay with old bones and dead birds and bird bones?
There is, but you don't get the discount.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah,
they get you coming and going when you're a dog. Everywhere.
Sorry. But I'll tell you what I'm not sorry about. That's web design.
You haven't been sorry about web design since 03.
Yeah, I'm not sorry about my web design anymore. I used to be very sorry, but you know what? I'm not anymore. Do you know why, Travis?
I'm going to take a shot in the dark here, Justin, and say it's because you use Squarespace now.
What the hell is Squarespace?
It's an all-in-one website platform. It makes it fast and easy to create your own professional website. None of that shit website you get on like GeoCities that are all just dancing hamsters and shit. Squarespace offers beautiful templates, integration with Google Apps and Getty Images, and features called cover pages.
Now, this is uncomfortable because next week we are going to be sponsored by GeoCities.
No.
That's going to be an uncomfy mea culpa.
Luckily, every episode is a new Travis. So it's like you reset when the episode ends and then we start over. And whatever future Travis says has nothing to do with what present Travis says.
Sort of like how I became a dog for this new season.
Yeah, sort of.
We basically prestige drown Travis.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a new Travis. And you never know which one you're going to get.
If Squarespace sounds good to you, you can start a free trial with no credit card required. Just go to squarespace.com and use the code MYBROTHER, all one word, and you'll get 10% off of your first purchase. Squarespace. Build it beautiful.
I would like to reread it like this with a comma in there. Build it beautiful.
I like that better.
Yeah? A little flirtatious? A little challenge?
Speaking of beautiful, here's a message for Brown, and it's from Frank. And Frank says to beautiful Brown, hot bacon mess. I hope you're having an amazing time in India, and hopefully the curry mouse hasn't eaten all your food. I love you, and I miss your horse and two donks. Hurry back, love, Cheese Mouse, and Chandler the dog, too. Sorry. I got a little aggro there. I just reading the name of another dog, it just fucking sets me off.
Oh, I see.
Trav, you got another message?
I do. This is maybe my new favorite message. It's for Christine from Daniel. Daniel says, next time you go to the grocery store, could you pick up some tortilla chips? We're out. Well, not completely out. There's some crumbs on the bottom of the bag, but if I dip those into salsa, I'll probably get salsa on my fingers, and then I'll have salsa fingers. Gross. Also, FYI, I gave $100 to MBMBAM. Love, Daniel.
Balancing your checkbook through a podcast that you listen to.
I love it.
I love it. It's a service we provide that not a lot of people use.
Christine, if you want to take umbrage with Daniel's usage of your money to give to us, just go to MaximumFun.org/Jumbotron and buy another message telling him that he wastes his money.
Yeah. Draft a response.
Anyway, back to the show.
Thank you all for listening to it. It is our last show in our Midwest tour, if you can call it that. Three shows, in my opinion, does not a tour make.
It does. Speaking of, we've got another tour coming up.
Oh, yeah.
It's happening at the end of August, August 28th, 29th, and 30th. We're going to be in Portland, Seattle, and Vancouver. Portland is already sold out, but tickets are still on sale for Seattle and Vancouver. If you go to bit.ly/MBMBAMSeattle or bit.ly/VanMBMBAM, so VanMBMBAM, tickets are available there. It's assigned seating, and they're going fast. The show's still 3 months away, but by that time, there may not be tickets left. So get them now. Don't wait.
Thank you all for listening. Thank you, Chicago people who came to the show on Easter, which is crazy. We really appreciate it. It was a cool night. It was a real cool night. Landa.
Here's more of it.
Let's get back to it.
Why don't you read this next question? I'm very excited about it.
I live with two other people, one guy, one girl, and I think I better slow down. I'm worried that by the end of the show, I'm going to be really drunk. Like, yeah. Super duper drunk.
There are
you
like
monsters.
There are like 800 people that share the same concern right now.
Okay. I live with two other people, one guy, one girl, and I think my roommates are in love with each other. They fall asleep next to each other on the couch every night, and we'll talk on their phone for hours. You're going to get that back, right?
Yeah. Okay.
For hours when one of them isn't at home. One of them told me they were attracted to the other when they were drunk. See, good things happen too. They seem totally incompatible, but they're great roommates. Should I try to get in the way of their love so they don't mess up the vibes for the three of us? That's from thinking about cock blocking in Chicago. P.S. I just found out the guy's a virgin.
Is there a gentleman in the audience right now who just went, ha?
Oh, no.
Ah, oh, damn.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, golly.
Normally we like ask.
Oh, shucks.
Sometimes we'll ask, like, is this person here? But, like,
I don't want to know.
I'm afraid that might ruin the night for just about everybody in the building. And then, like, a four
someone shoots
radius.
Their hand up and someone looks at, hey, I live with you. Wait a second.
What a coinkadunk.
I love this question. Because what it does is it gives voice to that element that lives within us all that says, but what does this mean for me?
Yeah. That sees two people cuddling on a couch and goes, but what if this hurts me in some way?
If I were to...
Freud called it the ego. I call it the Travis.
If you were to cut a small scratch in Travis's sternum, it would step out of him.
Answer me these riddles three.
What's the game plan? What's the game plan for splitting up? Are you going to seduce both of them? What's the idea? What do you think you're going to do?
The double fatal attraction. It is a great question because it's like, how subtle do you go when it's like, oh, cuddle on the couch, bed bugs.
Yeah, what are you going to like leave your dishes out? And then it's like, oh, man, Todd left the goddamn dishes out. Maureen, I don't love you anymore. Good work, Todd. Your dishes made me not love Maureen anymore.
Todd, you ate all my ranch dressing. I hate you, Maureen.
I had a big ranch dressing themed night planned for myself and Maureen, and you ruined it, and you parted the veil of love. And now
only now do I see the truth. We'd be awful together.
The ranch was keeping us together, and if it's this easy to take us apart, then what's the point?
What am I supposed to do with all this celery?
I could do ants on a log, but I mean, it would
what's
be a
the
shame.
Point?
How about a Yahoo answer from the Yahoo Answer service? This one was sent in by Zoe Kinski. Thank you, Zoe. It's by Yahoo Answers user Julia M., who asks, does insurance pay for ripping your butt open? So I had this classmate rip her butt open because she twerked so hard and fell and then ripped it. Once again, because the next part's so great and I need to build up momentum. So, I had this classmate rip her butt open because she twerked so hard and fell and then ripped it. I know, right?
What response are you anticipating?
The only thing that would happen again, I know, right?
God.
Ah, Susan.
She's going to be two people if she's not careful. I was just wondering if Obamacare pays for stitches everywhere. Even in your butt. It's an interesting discussion, my friends, that I had. What a fascinating discussion. What are you kids talking about around the lunch table? Obamacare butt stitches. What a thinker. This is a true story. It's really funny. But seriously, would she be able to be covered even though she literally twerked her ass open?
I love the idea of like insurance companies getting together and saying, where do we draw the line?
This far, no further.
We are getting too many butt open cases coming in. We can't keep
the Anaconda
out.
Music video came out, and just our profits plummeted.
Folks, it's me, Rush Limbaugh. You'll never believe this one. Listen to this. Obama's really gone too far this time. You know the kids, you've heard of kids twerking so hard their butts ripping in half? Well, guess who's stepping in to fill the gap, if you will? Pardon my French. It's Obamacare.
That is spot on.
Sell your gold to me, Rush Limbaugh.
I think the only way that you get that covered is if you
Rush
can prove.
Limbaugh.
If you can prove to the insurance.
Pretty good.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Yeah,
thanks. I appreciate it.
I think the only way that you get it covered is if you can prove to the insurance company that it was an act of God.
I started the crack. I'm going to finish the job. Going back for what?
Will insurance even cover it? Because it's in the short term, it's going to hurt. But in the long term, it's not bad, right? Like,
wait, hold on.
What?
Wait, what's your hypothesis?
It's like cool to have like more space down there. I didn't think about it. I just started talking. It's
we'll
stupid.
Talk off, Mike.
Just forget it. It's dumb. It's a dumb idea. Forget it.
One of my local brunch spots offers a fixed price menu, approximately $30 per person, which includes unlimited coffee.
Wait, why was that funny to you?
Because I know the rest of the thing.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Unlimited coffee and mini donuts. M-I-N-I, not M-A-N-Y. Donuts. I in order to optimize this financial investment, keep in mind, this person is among you before I read this next section. I like to bring a gallon Ziploc bag and stealthily slip donuts into my purse. I feel that I am paying for this food, and if it is truly unlimited, then absconding these pastries is morally sound. But I can't help feeling guilty, and I avoid eye contact with anyone in my immediate proximity. Am I good? That's from Donut Purse.
So when you say...
Wait. Donut Purse, are you here?
Yeah, well...
Oh! Now, hold on. Stand up, Donut Purse. Wave to the audience.
That's the fucking funniest thing that's going to happen tonight.
Damn. Okay, thank you, Donut Purse.
Okay, wait.
Hold on, wait. She's got what?
Qualifier.
Uh-huh. Oh, it's your sister's question.
Your sister who lives in Canada?
Wink!
Oh my God, you have index
cards? I
want
to be a fly on that wall. I have to go, but listen.
Smile. Speak confidently.
Don't start off your thing with, yeah, well.
So...
Here's the thing, and I want you, I'm going to talk, we're going to talk to you.
Wait. Just to recap for people who are listening to a podcast. The Donut Burglar sister is here. And the Donut Burglar did a flight mess up, but she's not. But she sent her sister in her stead.
But we are going to speak to you like you're her.
You are
going to
be the proxy, right. And you're going to carry this experience home with you and share it word for word.
So when you say you think it's morally sound... And then follow that up with, but I feel guilty and don't make eye contact with people. What you mean is, I'm lying to myself.
I'm lying.
It is morally noisy. There's some static and the moral.
It's morally
department.
Bankrupt.
Because no one's ever done something that they thought was really moral and gone. No one saved a cat from a tree like that.
Secret treasures. Do you know the name of the place where you can get a bunch of donuts?
Asking for a friend.
Because it's apparently easily fucking griftable. And I want to turn everybody else on.
Do you know the name
of this
highly griftable establishment?
It doesn't matter the size of the donuts. There's infinity of them.
When you can eat infinity donut sizes,
irrelevant. If you take a gallon of it, it's like a pound of feathers, a pound of bricks, it's still a gallon of donut. It's the...
She said she doesn't fill the bag. It doesn't matter.
Because that's what the question would lead me to believe. She's what? A liar? Is that what you said?
She's a liar and a thief. Cool sister.
No, come on.
She does sound pretty cool.
I got to say, this sounds pretty fucking
I was
bad.
Talking about her. She called her sister a liar and a thief. That's terrible.
That's pretty baller.
Okay. Oh, I see. The guilt.
Because then if she gets caught, they go, hey, you could have done worse.
You only did a little crime, so.
Last night, in
Milwaukee is where we were last night.
I ate enough salad to earn 200 cookie points. 200 cookie points.
Two cookie vouchers. It's 100 cookie points.
Wait, but when I went out to redeem my cookie points from the cookie tray, there were some tiny mini cookies, and I looked at them, and I was like, as if. I had to work hard for these cookie points, so I get it. I get what you're saying about mini donuts.
The interaction I would be looking for as a patron of Donut Zone, because we don't know the name of the place yet, is I would look on this person doing this in horror until they reach into the bag and show me there's another smaller Ziploc bag in here, and I'm not just like a psychopath with a purse full of loose donuts.
That's horrible.
getting on my checkbook and stuff.
You may think I'm a Stinky Vicky, but let me correct your assumptions.
No, it's normal.
There's a normal bag in here.
It's Ziploc
fine. So we hope that helps. Griffin, how about a Yahoo?
Yeah, we can do one more Yahoo. But we're going to throw it to the audience, too, after this for questions. There's a mic, I think, in the middle.
Will there be a mic?
Yeah, someone just pointed to it. It's right there in the middle, so it might be kind of tricky to get to. But we're going to do a Yahoo first.
Does anybody know the rule about questions?
No bummers.
No bummers.
Yeah, thank you.
No bummers.
This Yahoo was sent in by Recognize the Game of Rachel Sperling. Take a moment and...
What's that over there? Oh, it's game.
Yeah. Oh, I see it. And I recognize it. Thank you, Travis. Thank you, Rachel. It's by Yahoo Answers user Alicia, who asks, how do I answer to prom Joker style? Dark Knight. Boyfriend asked me, Dark Knight related. I need to answer in same theme. Help. With grammar.
Wait. One more time. Just read the
Boyfriend asked me, Dark Knight related. I need to answer in same theme. Help. I love this question for so many reasons. The first of which is that this guy was swear to me that you'll go to prom with me. And then she was like, that's dope. But hold on.
Tap, 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 tap. Yahoo answers.
Siri.
Siri.
Yahoo for me.
How to answer to prom Joker style Dark Knight.
The difference between you and me is I'm not wearing a boutonniere. Because I'll wear the corsage.
That's
and
good.
You'll wear the boutonniere.
Yes. That's a confusing way to say yes to anything.
Yeah.
Because I'm saying yes.
That's Batman style. Specifically looking for Joker style.
Okay.
Not interested in a Harvey Dent. Not interested in the Penguin. Specifically.
Why so serious about taking me to prom? Yes.
That's really roundabout, though. You're really making him work for
it. Oh, just leave a Joker card that says, yeah, sure. It's not solid, but neither is she from the sound of it.
Can you?
You should You should keep the theme going all night. Like, if you get lost on the way to dinner, you're just like, where's Macaroni Girl?
What?
The last word doesn't fit in the quote, so I...
Okay.
Because I keep it quiet.
Can you... Now, hold on.
Okay.
Can you blow up and kill Maggie Gyllenhaal? Now, listen. Hold on.
Hear me out. He's going places.
Hold on.
Let him finish.
But then when she explodes because he blew her up and killed her, it would spell prom in the air or something in smoke. Except it wouldn't say prom because that's not how you answer when somebody asks you to prom.
Do you want to go to prom? Prom!
Hold on. Let me kill
Maggie
Gyllenhaal.
What does that mean?
Ah, shit. I can't do a second take. Jake Gyllenhaal, I guess.
As I point out in all my reviews of her films, there is only one Maggie Gyllenhaal.
Let's take questions from the
yeah,
audience.
Sure.
Okay, great. So here's how this works. If you have a question...
Can we get House Lights?
No. Yeah,
and also, don't
Jesus
make it about
Christ.
You.
There's a whole tier of...
Holy
there's a
shit!
Whole strata
there's people
of
there! You guys are up here all night! Hello!
This next 20 minutes is going to be a goddamn disaster because you just doubled the human... Hi. Yes, hello.
Hello.
So, yeah, let's see some...
No one has stood up.
Wait, we saw somebody
wait.
Back there in the middle. Yeah, yeah.
Come on down. You're the next contestant of my brother, and me.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Do I just ask it?
You say your name.
Yeah, let her rip. Do you got a dope lead up that you can do before your drop?
You got an intro theme you worked on?
Here she comes. Here's her question. Her name's Rebecca.
Wait, what's your name?
My name is Tina.
Oh, okay. God, what if I guessed it?
Ladies and gentlemen, Tina!
Now go.
Okay, go. And it better be dope now, because Travis just...
Shit.
I gave myself a huge headache for that.
Crush it, Tina.
My boyfriend orders chicken tenders at every restaurant we go to.
This question's gonna rule.
Tell me he's here. Stand up, thug.
Yeah! Who's my good chicken tender boy?
Chicken tender boy.
Who is a connoisseur of dippins?
He only likes ketchup.
What the fuck?
He's a man who knows what he likes.
Yeah.
All right. So, go ahead, Tina. Sorry.
So my question is, how can I make him more adventurous?
Yeah.
Give him some tender, some chicken firms.
What? That sucks. No, you don't. That's not a. That's where you drop the mic into the garbage and find a new career. Chicken.
Where
firm.
Were we?
Can you cut them up and say, now you're into nugs? Those are basically nugs.
What happens? Wait, this is a serious question. What happens if you're at a restaurant that does not have chicken tenders?
Yeah.
I guess he just doesn't eat anything.
He breaches into his pocket.
Wait, hold on. Tina, have you not run into this situation yet?
Do you call ahead?
Listen. It's me, Tina.
Do you have tendos? Tell me honest. I'm not going to make a reservation.
I mean, most restaurants have a kid's menu, so.
Sure, right.
That's true. Ore, what's your boyfriend's name?
Rob.
Or yeah. A Rob's menu is what we're calling it from now on.
Hey, listen. I think it's totally cool.
Why is that, Travis? Okay.
If you're a person who knows that clearly what you're into, why the fuck not?
Rob, just
if
a
you know up. You're a chicken tendersman?
Yeah.
Rob, my sweet.
Just chicken. Thumbs up or thumbs down.
Rob, chicken tender boy, did you remember the first time you had chicken tenders? Do you remember the first time you had chicken tenders and you were like, yes.
This is it.
This is it, I found you.
More importantly, do you remember the last time
I
you had anything
found
else?
I found someone deep. You ever hear that Barbara Streisand dude?
Yeah, nope. Sure.
Love Rob.
If they
Rob.
Make you had, do chicken tenders make you happy, Rob? Yeah. Okay, it's
there. Hey,
Tina. Don't worry about what we think.
Hey, Tina, big shot. Hey, Tina, big shot. What do you get at restaurants that's so cool?
Thank you, Tina.
No, I want to know the answer to that question.
Wait,
what do you get at restaurants?
You
so
answer
cool.
One thing you got at a restaurant last time.
Oh, we went to Giordano's, and I got a stuffed pizza with pepperoni and peppers in it.
It sounds pretty good.
Yeah, that actually sounds pretty choice. Good job.
Okay, good job, Tina. You're better than Rob. Next. Yeah, you're right up here. Come on. Yeah, come on.
Yes,
in the middle.
Yes. Hello.
We're going to do some non-metal people next, I promise.
Hi. My cat always orders chicken tenders.
Nice. What is your name is your first name? And then Goofs?
Matt,
goof away.
All right.
Don't do the same goof again. That's our thing.
My cat is a jerk to my girlfriend's cat, and I feel like I have to choose between my cat and my girlfriend.
Oh, well, no.
Which one of them do you have sex with?
Can I...
Wait.
Can I...
That's a one-word answer, homie.
Can I say that in Illinois?
Yeah.
I don't know. We're not from here, dude.
Abstain.
Yeah, okay. You should. Why are these two cats... Do you live together?
No.
Then why the fuck are your cats having meetings of the mind?
It's not a double date.
Right.
We've run out of things to talk about without the two of them.
Is it a Krang situation where the cat's embedded in your chest? Because if not, leave it the fuck at home. It's cool there. It likes it there.
Also, here's the thing. I don't know how much you know about cats. It's a really long, prolonged process to, like, introduce cats to each other.
Oh, here we
you
go.
Don't get to just throw them
fucking
into a room.
Jackson Galaxy.
Right, Jackson Galaxy's never rolled up like, guys, sorry, you gotta split up. You gotta break up. I'm Jackson
there's
Galaxy.
There's no hope here.
It's your love's over. Or you can leave your cat at home. One of the two.
Does that help?
I don't know.
Hold on, did it?
I mean, no, not at all.
Okay, yeah. Thank you.
I appreciate your honesty.
Raise your hand,
nice clip.
Right here. I'm looking at you. Yes, you. Stand up. Yes,
crowd,
you.
Yeah, crowd
come on
surf.
Over. Crowd, help her. I'm done catering to the middle.
Hi,
hello.
My name is Abby.
Hi, Abby.
And me and my boyfriend Corey are from St. Louis.
Corey!
Hey. All right.
Okay. How about those Cardinals?
Woo!
Perfect. Jesus, Travis.
Whoa.
She just took an elevator down to another show. I heard Night Vale's downstairs.
Boo. Okay, so this is not a bummer. It's a more serious question than cat problems.
So you just put him in his place.
Put him on blast. Go ahead.
Okay, so I would say, like, I have a lot of good friends, and we get along, we have a great time, but it's always me doing the inviting.
Mm-hmm.
This is some messed up etiquette, in my opinion. If I don't ask, it doesn't happen. Uh-huh. And so I'll wait for an invitation, and then it has to be me.
Can I ask?
Am I crazy here? Or
can I ask you a question?
Yes.
I'm sorry, I didn't catch your first name?
Abby.
She didn't give her last name either, so just like...
I didn't catch her social security number.
Abby, are you likable?
Wow.
Wow, Jesus, Justin.
Abby. She's invited me to another thing.
Is it pot? No.
Do you only love paintball? Now, that is a good question.
It's always specifically frolfing. I can't.
I can
which
tell
is frog golfing, in case you're wondering.
Frog golfing?
Yeah.
It's big with the kids. They eat frogs.
And not as big with the frogs. Cause
no, the frogs
not very
hate
survival.
It.
Frogs hate it.
Are your events like... Frothing aside, are your events like sick? Is there platters of food?
I'm a caterer. No, it's usually like talking and having coffee, going to see movies, all that good stuff.
Well, that doesn't.
But humans are Pavlovian beings. Like, if you keep doing it, they're going to wait for yes.
Do you have like a dope place and your friends are all boxcar children?
All your friends are a group of ragamuffins.
All right, so then I just had to make the parties doper, and then they'll just start coming on their own.
No, that's
Abby,
not.
Abby, I feel like you're not listening, but that's all the time we have for you. Abby, ladies and gentlemen.
That guy's working his ass off.
Yeah.
Come on down, sir.
I mean, you're literally as far away as a person on the balcony could at least hurl their body off.
And he's going the long way. Could go out through the lobby,
oh,
but instead.
Oh, look at him. He's going to hit so many people.
Outside.
So many,
just
so
go
many
around.
Penis grazes.
Oh,
and
come on
here
down.
He is.
All right.
What's your name, buddy?
Bobby.
Hey, Bobby.
Like you're already, Bobby. Go ahead.
Proud of you.
So I recently went on a date with somebody, and that next morning...
Nice.
A little bragging.
Well, it was a little braggy, right?
Bye, Bobby.
That's it. Bobby just wanted to let y'all
hey,
know.
Bobby just real quick. Now I had sex. Later.
Bobby, go on.
Bobby, sorry.
Bobby, sorry.
That was very rude, Bobby. I'm sorry.
Classic us and classic Bobby.
That next morning, when it came time for her to leave, we realized we couldn't find one of her socks.
This is okay.
And that was about 2 weeks ago, and I spent the last 2 weeks receiving text messages from her asking, where's my sock?
So what's your question, Bobby?
Bobby, yeah. Where is the sock? We don't know, Bob!
Do we have a number for a good sock detective?
He's got the sock! Wait! The worm has turned! Bobbert is holding the sock.
Bobbert
above
has
his head.
Now this is a fucking radio drama. Bobby's holding the sock.
He is say anythinging the sock. This is...
Wait, Bob. Continue.
Or don't, because why the fuck do you have this sock, Bobby?
Everyone be aware of the fact that Bobby at some night during his prep for
Bobby,
the evening...
you created a circle of trust and then you stepped outside of it with another human being's sock.
Bob, before he left the house this evening, said, I'm asking that question.
I'm asking.
I'm taking that sock.
And you can't pretend like you didn't because you got fucking prop comedy in the mix, Bobby.
Hey, by the way, do we not have security at this theater that is frisking people for socks?
So what's your question, Bob?
Bob.
Yesterday in my laundry, I found the sock. How do I get the sock back to her without...
You fucking hold a Tibetan sky burial for it and hope for the best. You throw it into a flock of birds overhead, and if it happens, it happens. Because there's no gnawing creepy way, Bobby. Not now.
You return
Bob.
It. You return it and just say, I used it up.
Robert.
She's a listener.
Bob, here's what you do. You leave the sock here tonight.
Okay.
If it is meant to be.
Bob, you ever see Serendipity? Leave it in a laundromat. If it turns up on her foot again in 10 years.
You're meant to be.
Stitch your phone number into it or something? I don't know.
I don't know. I'm not a John Cusack expert, Robert. You weirdo.
Thank you for coming.
But thank you
for
very much
so
coming.
Much for coming.
I hope this was helpful.
Thank you, Bob.
All right, Chicago, thank you so much for having us. You've been really fun and super cool and nice.
This is it. This is the end of our tour.
We
the end of
our first tour.
Our three show tour. We are ending it in the city where we did our first ever live show here in Chicago.
5 years ago?
Fuck.
Yeah.
No, 4 years ago.
No, four years ago. At Second
much
City.
Much better.
For our first show is at Second City for about 1/20th this many people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This is insane, by the way. Thank you so much for this night.
And
we want to say a huge thank to the Athenaeum.
Or the Athenaeum, whatever you say.
Athenaeum is
Athenaeum?
Right. Athenaeum?
Athenaeum! I nailed it the first time.
You did.
This is a beautiful, awesome theater.
Yeah.
And they've been super nice. It's 104
Travis
years old.
Travis has told me this three times tonight. But
it's 104 years old. And it should be a historical landmark. But you see, in 1970,
they put an elevator.
They upgraded the elevator.
Yeah.
And now they won't award it National Historic Landmark status, which is bullshit.
Yeah. I will say, I don't think they upgraded the plumbing in 1970 because I'm pretty sure I pooped wrong downstairs and destroyed the entire building.
It seems right to say this here because, like, we did our first live show here. Thank you so much to everybody out in the audience for listening to our show for however many years you've been listening. We sincerely appreciate it. We recorded it so we could have more of an opportunity to talk to each other on a weekly basis, and the fact that so many of you like and enjoy it means the world to us.
It's incredibly humbling.
Thank you. Also, I meant to say at the beginning of the show, he is risen!
There it is. How about, on that note, thank you to John Roderick and the Long Winters for the theme song and to departure off the album Putting the Days to Bed. Thank you, John Roderick.
And don't forget, there's the amazing posters
special for this show.
Out in the lobby.
It
don't
talks about this show on here, and it's really nice paper and everything, so you should buy it.
It's really quality paper.
Quality paper.
Final Yahoo?
Yes, final please. Yahoo.
Final Yahoo.
I got one final Yahoo. One to grow on. This final Yahoo answer was sent. Whoa, what was that? You just getting ready?
Just bracing, baby. Hit me.
This final Yahoo was sent in by.
get in the zone.
Sorry, Justin just did like a fucking gone in 60 seconds maneuver that Nicolas Cage
did. That was me. All right, let's go. Do you want to know seriously what it was? It was me setting my drink down so I'd have a free hand to take the bottle of Hennessy backstage.
Okay, go ahead.
Behind the curtain with my brother and me.
By Bill Andrews. Thank you, Bill Andrews. It's by Yahoo Answers user Jerry Wayland, who asks, will there be reggae in the future? Say your name.
I'm Justin McElroy.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Griffin McElroy.
This has been my brother, and me. Kiss your dad square on the lips.
And just want to add one more reminder. Thank you to MeUndies for supporting the podcast. Go to MeUndies.com/mybrother and get 20% off your first order. And right now you'll get free shipping.
Bye, everybody.
Bye. Thanks for listening.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Listener supported. Do you think it's okay to finish someone else's food? Do you have a fight with your friend over whether or not he should wear his Phillies garb to a Colorado Rockies game? Does your wife want to keep a chamber pot in her art studio? If so, please do not write in to Judge John Hodgman. I heard all those cases already. Judge John Hodgman is the show where I, John Hodgman, adjudicate disputes between real people calling in over the internet, and I tell them who is right and who is wrong over such important issues as, is a machine gun a robot? And is it okay to go through the garbage at the Canadian House of Pizza and Garbage? Bailiff Jesse Thorne rounds out the cast for a fun-filled podcast of judgment and justice. Kind of two of the same thing, actually. Judge John Hodgman, take a listen if you do not mind. I order it. Come visit the courtroom. It is open to all and located at MaximumFun.org.